We know that Chanukah, besides the inyan of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, there's also a mitzvah of Halal V'Hoidah. The Gemara says, "V'shana acheres kovam v'asom yom toivim b'Halal V'Hoidah." Ad k'day kach, that Reb Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch in his Pirush Chochma Shlomo and Tafresh Pei Gimel says that if a person was in jail and did not have he wasn't possible for him to not to light Neiris Chanukah or not to say Hal. It was in a place where he couldn't say Hal, and they would let him out for a half hour. It would be possible either to say Hal by day, or he would be lighting Neiris Chanukah by night. Which one should he do? So Reb Shlomo Kluger says that he brings a raya from the Gemara when the Gemara asks my Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanon, and the Gemara says that you know it osed behesped of a tainus, and it says on that Gemara over there l'shonecher es kavim yomim toivim b'hal v'ido. He doesn't understand my Chanukah. Everybody knows what Chanukah is all about, and also the Gemara doesn't mention anything about the nearest Chanukah. So he understands that the Gemara's question is, what's the chashivas, the ikar inyan of Chanukah? And he says that Hal Vaidah is more of an ikar than the Neiris Chanukah, and that's why he paskins that he should go out of jail for a half hour in order to say Hal on Chanukah and not to light Neiris Chanukah. So we see over here this big inyan of Hal Vaidah on the days of Chanukah. We know we only say Hal on Gimel Regalim. The Medrash tells us that the same way on Gimel Regalim, Kol Yirah, Kol Schurcha, that we should be seen by the Rabbanu Shalom, the Medrash tells us, we read it also, that the Rabbanu Shalom, we see the Rabbanu Shalom also. Besides us being seen to Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom shows himself to us. There's an element of Ashuras Ashchina that a person has in the Gimel Regalim. Chanukah is one of those days that we also zeichet to say a Hal. Ad kedei kach, there's a beautiful Goyen. The Goyen says that there are 8 days a year that we don't say Hal Shalom. The 6 days of Pesach, one day of Rosh Hashanah, and one day of Yom Kippur. Says the Goyen that the Hashlama to the mitzvah of saying Hal Shalom of those 8 days of during the year on Yom Tov we do not say is on Chanukah. The first 6 days of Chanukah is connected to 6 days of Pesach. The next day is connected Rosh Hashanah, and the last day is connected Yom Kippur, which would seem also, Agav, that the last day of Chanukah has a chshivas, and it's more special than the rest of the days of Chanukah, just like Yom Kippur. So we see from here, so too, Chanukah also has a smile, like it's compared to Yom Tovim, that we see, we get a closeness to Rabban Shem, that we could be Mishabech, the Rabban Shem, Bahal Vaidah. It's also that Chanukah has the Indian of lighting Neiris, which also is like we're lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. There's also Inyan Chanukah that it says is connected to light, the Oir HaGonuz, which means that there's something that we could perceive that we don't see a whole year. There's some kind of Gevaldig Ha'ara that every Yid has on the days of Chanukah. So Chanukah has this Maila like other Yomim Tovim, which we see things, we could see things more than we see a whole year. We have this Matzav, this Ruach, and this Hashra that we have more than we have a whole year, and that's what we're zeichet to say Hal. Rashi in Masechtas Taina seems to say that it could be even it's a Daraisa, Daf Chav Ches. The Chasam Sofer also brings down that Be'etzem, the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim, is a Yom Tov of Daraisa. What to do, Chazal wa Masakim. But then he ends off in saying that the Hal that a person says on Chanukah, or the Kriyas HaMegillah that said on Purim, that is like a Daraisa. The Chiev to Mahal Vaidah is like a Daraisa. What is these two inyanim of Hal V'Hoidah? We say it together. It's like two words that go together. Does it mean the same thing? Avada doesn't mean the same thing. We say Hal and Hoidah. There's something called Hal, something called Hoidah. What's the difference between these two things, Hal Hoidah? So the Brisker Rav explains, based on a Gemara in Psachim, that the Gemara says, Halu Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol umim, that the Umay Sa'olam Shabech Kadosh Baruch Hu. Frek the Gemara, Ma'avidetayu, What did the Umay Sa'olam Shabech, something that the Rabban Shem does for us? And the Gemara says, Halo Hashem kol goyim, agvurais v'neflois sha'avdu bahadayu. What Hashem does for us. So Briskov asked, that was the Gemara's question, that the Baruch Hashem makes Nisim for us and the Umas Olam Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did the Gemara answer? He says, Yesoid, that the idea of Hallel is a Yesoid, that when we see the Gevurois of Hashem, we see the tremendous Pu'ulois of Hashem in the Bria, we say Hallel. That even a guy could say what he sees, what happens by a Yid. But there's another Inyan to Meshabech on the Toivah that Hashem does personally for us. And that's what we call Hoidah. Hoidah is something that is a personal Toivah that Rabbi Hashem did. And that's how he explains in the Al HaNisim, that we say, Ulecha sis Hashem gadol v'kadosh bo'olamecha. Bo'olamecha means the Gevurois of Hashem in the world. That's what the Hashevach v'hoidah at Rabbi Hashem is, even the Goyim could say. Ulamcha Yisrael sis Hashem gadol. What does that mean? The Hatovah that he did special for the Kla Yisrael, that's a miyuchedika toiva that he does for Kla Yisrael. The fichach kavu shmoni semechan keil lehoidus lahalel. Vahidah is a haidah and a haidah protis. There's another Indian about haidah, that when you speak about haidah, private haidahs, we start being mishabech on all the haidahs, not only what's happening right now. Like we say in benching, when we say noidelcha, we go back to what the Rabbi Hashem did for us previously. But on this meal that Rabbi Hashem just gave us, we speak about all the haidahs that were before, and v'ala koil, everything else is included. So haidah is a private, personal toivah that Rabbi Hashem does for us. And a hal is a general, all mishabech, Rabbi Hashem, all the gevuras of the Rabbi Hashem. There's a gewaldige chinuch in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, which explains to us, what is the inyan of bracha? What's the inyan of haidah? He says his lashon is Yedua Mafursim Hashem Yizbarach Poel Kol Nimtza Ubara Adam Umidas Baruchu Shurav Chesed V'Chofetz B'Toivas B'Riosov. Rabbi Hashem created everything, and he wants the Toiv of all the B'Rios. V'Roitza Liyoson Ruuyin V'Zakoyin L'Kabel Toivem Itoy. What Rabbi Hashem wants to give us and make us have the schus to get all the Toiv from Rabbi Hashem. It's not the davening and it's not the learning. How is a person zoich and all the toivah the Rabbi Hashem wants to give him? Says him, Inyan habracha shano oimrim, the brachas that we say, lefonov, enena rak askara lo'er nafshena bedvar pino, it's not just a zikaron. Mavarech yichla kol ha-toivah, it's a mitoiches oiris ha-toivah nafshena, when we ma'er all the toivah that Rabbi Hashem does for us, v'yichud machshavesenu lehoides elav, and we have an hour machshava to thank the Rabbi Hashem for it. Shekol ha-toiv is klulis boy, v'hu ha-melech aleim l'shalchom, that the Rabbi Hashem has all the toiv within him, and he sends it out to those who he feels could deserve it and get it. With that hoidah and bracha that we have, anu zoichim emayse ha-toiv l'hamshech aleinu b'rchoisav. That's how we're mamshech all the brachas. A gavaldig yisoid. It's not the Torah, not the tefillah. Avada, we need the Torah and the mitzvahs. But what the person makes a person be zoicha in this bracha that he gets, when a person is mishabech, the Rabbi Hashem for the toivah that he gets, that's how he's zoicha to all the bracha. That is the way a person could ask for all his ritzoinus afterwards. Reb Chaim Vital says, Hoidu Lashem ki toiv. When we thank Hashem on all the toiv that he gives us, how do we want to make sure that it continues? Ki le'olam. When a person thanks the Rabbanu Shel Olam for all the toiv that he does for him, that's how we could guarantee that it will continue le'olam the chesed of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ki le'olam chazdoi. There's another very interesting thing over here in Hanukkah. The Rambam, when the Rambam writes the halachas of Hadlokas Neiris Hanukkah at the beginning of Hilchas Hanukkah, so he writes a lashon Hadlokas Neiris Mitzvah Medivrei Sofim Kekriyas HaMegillah. He compares the Kriyas HaMegillah. What's the comparison? He writes next halacha, Kol Shechayev B'Kriyas HaMegillah Chayev Hadlokas Neiris Hanukkah. Then he brings down in one halacha, the halachas of lighting Neiris Hanukkah. He goes through a whole perek of speaking about Hal, and the next perek he starts speaking about the Hilchas of Hadlokas Neiris. It would seem like that a person could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hal V'Hoidah to Rabban Shem, not only by saying Shvach V'Hoidah to Rabban Shem, not only by thinking all the Hoidah, thank the Rabban Shem for what he does for him all the time, not only to Meshabech the Gevurahs of Hashem, like we said to B'Shem Briskarov, Ayidei the etzem hadlokas neres Chanukah, that is how a person is, the lighting itself is the mitzvah of lighting, but also has inside it the hoidah. It's a hoidah that's done with a maisa. There's hoidah we can do with our mouth, and there's hoidah that's done with a maisa. The Rambam ends off, mitzvahs ner Chanukah, mitzvah chavivi had ma'oid. A lashon the Rambam writes, not he never writes any other mitzvah. V'tzarech adam lizar bo kadei lo hoidiyah hanes. The reason why you should be careful about this mitzvah of light and air is Chanukah is to lohidianes ulahoisif bishvach hakel vahidah kolanisim shayisalanu. Be moisif with this hadlaka. Think about the nes. Think about all the nisim Rabbanu Shem does for us. All the shvach vahidah what Rabbanu Shem does. That's how the mitzvah is done completely. That's a complete mitzvah. Bishleimus. That's what we say also on Eris, Elol Kodeshayim, Ve'en Lan Shus L'shtamash B'hem, El Reisim El'vad, Kedei L'hoidois U'lahala L'shimcha Agadol. That's the mitzvah. With this, maybe we could explain the famous Gemara, it says, a ruggle b'ner, someone who's ruggle to light Neir's Chanukah, some learn it means also Neir Shabbos, Havalei Bonim Tamid Echam. Everybody lights Neir's Chanukah. Is everybody Zeichet to Bonim Tamid Echam? No. So some want to explain that included in the mitzvah of Adlokas Neir's Chanukah is not only the etzem hadlaka, which we do, we work very hard, we make sure the timing, the time, the place, we should do it with the brachas and with the simcha, but there's another aspect to the mitzvah of Neir's Chanukah, which we saw in the Rambam, that the hadlakas Neir's Chanukah is kedei lahoidois lahalel lohidia hanes lohoisif b'shvach hakel vahidoiloi. Aidei that will be zoicha to think about all the toivas that Rabbi Hashem does for us. Things are going well. Think about those things that are going well. Things that need a little bit of a tefillah. Avada we should meshabech on the things that we have well. A day that we have, the Rebbein Shem wants to give us all the bracha, like we saw in the chinuch, in the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. A day that a person is meshabech umoide to Rebbein Shem, that's the schus for a person to continue having all the toiva. And with that, he could ask all his bakashas, and we should be zeicha to all the brachas that could come out of this Gavaldig of mitzvah of Adlokas Neir's Chanukah together with Halva Hidah.